All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on this, the 28th of December, 2021. As usual, I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens here in the city of New York. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. I also want to invite you to continue sending along whatever comments you have about this show to questions4taylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We, of course, do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Firefox Gold, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp. I've titled today's show, Viewing 2022 Through the Eyes of Crescat Capital. This being the last show of 2021, we are going to focus on a quick review of the year, and then more importantly, look forward to the new year that will begin in another couple of trading days. To help us do that, I'm happy to tell you that we have the brain trust of Crescat Capital to share their views. In the first two segments of today's show, Kevin Smith, the founder of Crescat Capital, and Tavi Costa, who is a portfolio manager at the company, will share their views on the global macroeconomic picture as we head into the new year. Then, to round out today's show, Quentin Henning, who is one of this show's most popular and frequent guests, will join me to talk about three gold and silver exploration companies he thinks has a shot at generating the same kind of returns for investors as Great Bear recently did when it agreed to sell its 5-plus million ounce gold deposit, that is the Dixie deposit in Ontario, to Kinross. To the extent that time permits, I'm hoping that Quentin can also share some of the stories of that he is covering, some of the companies that he's covering that he believes have the potential to really become significant discoveries as well. And there's a number of them, many of which are sponsors of this show and many others beyond that as well. So we'll look forward to what Quentin has to say. Some really exciting opportunities, I think, for investors as we head in to 2022 in the gold and silver exploration and mining space. But right now, I'm really happy to tell you that Kevin and Tavi are here to share their insights about 2021, what's happened last year for the markets and going forward in 2022. Kevin and Tavi were both on this show once before. For those of you who may not remember or have heard them, I should tell you that Kevin has been managing investment portfolios since 1992. It's a career spanning multiple business cycles, of course, and he has been the lead portfolio manager of Crescat five investment strategies since their respective inceptions. He is the creator of Crescat's firm-wide global macro investment process and systemic equity valuation model. And Tavi has built Crescat's model, the macro model, that identifies the current stage of the U.S. economic cycle through a combination of 16 factors. His research has been featured in financial publications like Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, CCN, Financial Post, The Globe and Mail, Real Vision, and Reuters. And so really pleased to welcome both of you. Thanks, Kevin, and thanks, Tavi, for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
It's really great to have you. You guys have done remarkable work with your firm. I've just learned to know you over the last year or so, and I'm really happy to have you. I'd like to start out asking you a question that I think is a really good question that Adam Taggart, likes to ask his guests to start his interviews. The question is this: given the way the world looks right now, what is your current assessment of the global economy and the financial markets? And I don't know which of you would like to start, but maybe, Tavi, we start with you, and then, Kevin, you can join in then.
Well, I think one of the things that we got to think about is remembering that commodities to equity ratio being at a 50-year low is very telling about where we are in terms of the macro setup. We're very concerned. I think the biggest risk for 2021 certainly is valuations and the excessive, especially the detachment of price versus fundamentals among some of the sectors in the economy today. Parts of it, in our opinion, is in the tech sector, which has been seeing most of the inflows from funds and larger capital allocators really focusing mostly on technology-related projects, where we saw most of that capital flows, forgetting the basic necessities and basic needs of the economy, such as natural resource industries. And so we've seen an evaluation profile of those industries that are part of either tech or natural resources being stretched in both ways, one being massively undervalued versus another one being massively and historically overvalued, giving us an opportunity of really building a portfolio of really exploring and exploiting most of Quinton's expertise in this precious metal space of focusing on exploration, but also adding this other hedging part of the book into things that we think are going to be re-rated in prices relative to where those businesses, the underlying businesses are as far as fundamentals go. So we're very concerned about equity markets and excessive liquidity, which is one factor that is really building and holding the whole market. And now we're seeing the inflation issue becoming more persistent, and central banks are becoming hamstrung, in our opinion, to really react and continue to add liquidity here. So this is our, I would say, in a 2-minute version of our views here.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, anything to add?
Really to put it as succinctly as I possibly can, I think investors have a problem today, and it's twofold. The biggest, the first part of that problem, if not the biggest problem, is valuations. And it's both the valuations of the stock market today, and it's the valuations of fixed income instruments, so the bond market as well. And the other, part of the challenge that investors have as we go into the new year is, with these record valuations that we have for both stocks and bonds, how am I going to beat rising inflation? Because inflation really is rising today, and so this is the issue that people have to face.
Mm-hmm. So you see the extreme overvaluation in the tech sector and extreme undervaluation in the commodities sector. You have these four funds: the Crescat Global Macro Hedge Fund, the Crescat Long Short Hedge Fund. You got the Crescat Large Cap Separately Managed Account Strategy and the Crescat Precious Metals Separately Managed Account Strategy as well. How do you play that out then? How are you using those funds to invest according to that perspective that the two of you just talked about? Maybe either one of you can start. Kevin, maybe with you.
Well, I'd be happy to try to address that. So basically, we have different ways of slicing and dicing the market and the opportunities in the markets to appeal to different investors' predilections. So if you start with our broadest, most overriding fund that has all of the themes at Crescat, that would be our global macro fund. And we call ourselves a value oriented or a value driven global macro firm. And what we're able to do really with the global macro fund is exploit all of our themes across all the various asset classes, whether it be equities, commodities, currencies, fixed income instruments, and that's where we were able to get the long and the short exposure in a true hedge fund type structure for people, and so we can have both the overvalued equity shorts on the short side, as well as the currency shorts like our China yuan and Hong Kong dollar Currency plays through put options and as well as being short the high yield bonds and the long end of the sovereign treasury curves, which we think are have impossibly low interest rates that to be maintained in this rising global inflation environment. And then on the long side, we can have a broad variety of commodity exposure, including our precious metal stocks, but also other areas like energy and other materials. And so that's where you get everything. Long short is just kind of that the long short equity piece of it. And then our precious metals focused fund is really just the precious metal side of things, which is heavily tilted towards exploration today. And then we also have a precious metals SMA account, which is more of a retail oriented strategy, not so much the hedge fund, which can also short and which can invest in private placements, for instance, in the hedge fund. Not to go on too long here, that's kind of how our different strategies differentiate themselves. We also have a large cap SMA, which is again more of a retail product that owns more of the larger cap value oriented equities today.
Mm-hmm. Just real quickly, could you give our listeners an idea of what sort of investment minimums are required to get into these various funds? I just think it would be good for people to know.
Absolutely. So the three private fund strategies, the hedge funds, if you will, have $250,000 minimums. Mm-hmm. Although I think our long short has a small lower minimum of $100,000, and then the SMA strategies, that's the more retail-oriented product, is there. It's a $25,000 minimum for the precious metals strategy and a $50,000 minimum for large cap.
Uh-huh. Very reasonable. A lot of people certainly could afford those levels, I would think. You have a long short strategy. Shorting, it just seems to me, every time I try to think that I think the equity markets are overpriced, I try to take some little short position and I get creamed every time. I mean, every single time. It just seems as though the chairman at the Federal Reserve, whoever's running the Fed, always has the back of the people that are long on the equity markets. You guys are employing a short strategy. How do you manage that?
I'll let Tavi take this one. Why don't you talk about the liquidity?
Sure. I think as far as the portfolio management side of it goes, we view this part of the position not just as a hedge to the portfolio, but also as a major opportunity. It truly is. It's the precious metals side certainly is the ultimate deep value opportunity. Just to give you statistics about this, for every dollar coming into the global equity market, just about 5 cents is going to commodity producers. Uh-huh. When you go into that 5 cents, just about 9% of that is actually going to precious metals companies. But then when you extrapolate on the technology side, it is even more concerning as far as the valuation part of it. We think, you're starting to see some sides of the market starting to show issues. That latest stock has probably already peaked. AMC is another one. The Chinese stocks really peaked back in February. ARK investments, mm-hmm. or if you just look at Goldman Sachs non-profitable companies, it's another way to see that there is an issue with cost of capital beginning to rise, while a lot of assets are still having to be justified by this suppressed level of interest rates in general. So we are concerned about this rotation out of record overvalue assets into really cheap assets. So the way we view this is not just as a hedge. It really is a way of differentiating our strategies, but also capturing and capitalizing. We think it's one of the biggest macro themes of the next few years, which is the struggle of equity markets, where either a lot of the software and tech companies are going to be, all of them are going to be the next Amazons, or we're going to have a major valuation issue going forward, that those companies are going to have to be re-rated accordingly. So, this is the concern. It's almost like buying the really cheap parts of the market through Quentin Tanney's expertise, mm-hmm. At the same time applying our models and quant models in general to really find what are the most expensive companies out there to be exposed to as a as a fund.
Yeah, it reminds me very much of 2000, the bubble of 2000, the tech bubble. There were survivors, a very few of them, and those that survived turned out to be some of the greatest companies that we that exist today. So we're going to have to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want to ask both of you to talk a little bit more about the interest rates and get your gold and silver outlook for the next year. And, of course, maybe a little bit of your commentary, both of you, about the gold and silver exploration markets before we turn to Quentin Henning in the second half of today's show. Well, we are going to go to break now, but don't go away because we'll be right back with Tavi and Kevin.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.